I'm Dave Lowe. I'm on staff with Illinois Corn Growers Association, and I generally work on the ethanol programs for the corn growers for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board.
They're not out yet, but we're anticipating the release of numbers from the EPA. What are your expectations?
Okay, we expect these numbers, these renewable volume numbers, to come out sometime this week or at the latest next Monday into November. These numbers are the volume numbers under the renewable fuel standards what we're interested in is the volumes that they set for corn-based ethanol. Congress, when they passed the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard, in 2007, established by 2015 the oil industry would be buying 15 billion gallons of corn-based ethanol, a similar number in 2016. What EPA proposed last November and then again in May was basically 14 billion gallons of corn-based ethanol in 2016 and 13.4 billion gallons in 2015. So that's significantly less than what Congress had in mind in the statute when they passed the RFS in 2007. That equates to 800 to a billion bushels of corn in lost demand that we see in 2015 and 2016. And that's very significant right now based on our price structure for corn and what we're looking at in the rural economies. We've been working hard at submitting comments to US EPA, participating in their hearings, trying to make them understand that we have the feedstock, the corn, to produce 15 billion gallons of ethanol in 2015 and 15 billion gallons of ethanol in 2016. We also have the ethanol production capacity already built in this country at about 15.7 billion of capacity. And right now we're running at 15 to 15.2 billion gallons of ethanol on an annual basis. So we are in a great position to meet the requirements of the RFS for corn-based ethanol, and very disappointed that US EPA and the administration would reduce those numbers by about a billion gallons for 2016 and even more than that in 2015.
Well, let's talk about infrastructure, because you have some programs going statewide to increase the infrastructure for higher blends of ethanol gasoline. Tell me about those.
Yeah, and that goes back to the original intention of the RFS. The RFS was structured so that 36 billion gallons of biofuels would be utilized by the oil industry by 2022. Everyone in Congress and the administration understood that when the RFS was established, that would force higher blends of ethanol into the marketplace. It was structured that the oil industry, petroleum industry, would be investing in infrastructure to accommodate those higher blends of ethanol, either through E15, which US EPA has already approved as a legal fuel for 2001 and newer vehicles, or also for FFE vehicles that could use up to EA5. The oil industry has not invested in that infrastructure. So last May, USDA announced a $100 million grant program to go out to the states for investment in that infrastructure to help move higher blends of ethanol into the marketplace and answer this infrastructure question. So Illinois recently received a grant from USDA for the petroleum marketers in Illinois to establish infrastructure to accommodate E15 and EA5 and higher blends of ethanol. We're right now, those proposals are under review by the state of Illinois, and announcement should be out there shortly, but we're very excited about that program. We think it'll have a big impact on moving higher blends of ethanol into the marketplace and realize And what we hope this does is convince the administration and US EPA that the infrastructure is building out there and it will be able to accommodate these higher blends of ethanol.
When might motorists start to see the new infrastructure and the higher blends of ethanol available?
Well, according to USDA's grant program, the Biofuels Infrastructure Partnership Program, these projects have to be completed by next December 2016. So this coming summer, we should see some of that infrastructure in place from those projects that did receive funding. So we're also seeing more and more E15 stations out there now, more and more EA5 stations. Many of our ethanol plants are now selling EA5 directly to the petroleum marketers, which is at a significant price advantage and allows EA5 to be very competitive at the retail level. So we're slowly seeing that move toward the marketplace. We're currently also working with dispenser manufacturers, Gilbarco and Wayne, to encourage them to install the dispensers that are UL certified for higher blends of ethanol, and we see a positive response there.
I also understand that there might be some incentive because of the change in credit card security or the change in credit cards to a chip. How will this work?
Yeah, that's a good point. By October of 2017, the liability for credit card fraud it goes to the store if they have not established an accommodations to read the new credit cards that are out there with that chip, the Visa Master, they call it the European Visa MasterCard with that chip in there. And so by October 2017, there's going to be a lot of investment in these dispensers and new card readers by the petroleum marketers, and we hope during that period of time these petroleum marketers change over their dispensers to dispensers that are certified for these higher blends of ethanol.
With blends of anywhere from between 15 and 85, what's the reason that a motorist would choose a 25% or 35% ethanol blend?
Well, it really depends on the price at the pump. Ethanol has a little lower BTU value than gasoline, about 22-23% less energy content than a gallon of gasoline. So what you want to do is find a price point that's 22-23% less. So that really depends on the percentage of ethanol in the gasoline. So we're seeing blender pumps out there now that will sell E15, E30, E50, and EA5. And it really just depends on the, if you have a FFE vehicle, it depends on the consumer preference, but it also depends on that price point. You know, eventually, what we would love to see is a fuel with a higher octane rating, with a higher blend of ethanol, being used in these vehicles that are eventually designed for these higher octane fuels. They would get better performance, better efficiency, lower emissions, lower greenhouse gas emissions, and we'd be able to increase the blend of ethanol and resulting in an increase in demand for corn.